Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Taoiseach says better roads and safer driving are key to cutting road deaths after Saturday was the deadliest day in nearly 10 years on Irish roads. Force of Trade Union has called on the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, to confirm that all existing SNA posts in mainstream schools will be protected from any cuts. An inquest jury's heard a missing boy who was found in a storm drain in the north could have hurt his head falling off his bicycle. And HICWA has published inspection reports for two designated centres for older people in Donegal, both of which are largely positive. These stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here for a sports update at around 6:15. But first, the Taoiseach says better roads and safer driving are key to cutting road deaths. Saturday was the deadliest day in nearly 10 years when 7 people died in incidents across the island. Micheál Martin says penalties are already tough, but prevention must come first.
The sanctions are tough. It's very, very sad that people are losing their lives on our roads. We made tremendous progress throughout the 2000s. There's been a regression in the last while, backwards a bit, but we are focusing now on strengthening the Road Safety Authority, putting more resources in there, getting stronger campaigns, and we'd appeal to people to be very conscious of their behaviour on the roads. It's tragic what is happening.
A support meeting is being held this evening for those who have been affected by road traffic collisions. Road Victim Support Northern Ireland Donegal are hosting at 7 p.m. in the Donegal Women's Centre. The group says it gives people a safe and understanding space to talk, listen and to connect with others who understand. Force of Trade Union has called on the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, to confirm that all existing SNA posts in mainstream schools will be retained and protected from any cuts. The union says it believes that more than 1,000 reviews of SNA staffing numbers have already been conducted by the NCSE and that the reviews, if implemented, would result in hundreds of job losses. The union is challenging government claims that no jobs will be lost because of a redeployment scheme which will be available. Force of spokesperson Shane Lambert says there are still a lot of unanswered questions since the pause in the review process was announced last week.
Our position is very clear. We believe that children of any additional needs need to be assured that they have support that they require, not only to participate in education, but to excel in education and to reach their full potential.
One of the things that's been spoken about is that no SNA would lose their job as a result of this review. It may be one thing to say we'll move them from a school in one part of Dublin perhaps to another school in Dublin that can be easily reachable by bus or Lewis or whatever. That's not going to be the case if you're dropping an SNA in rural Donegal. You can't just say to them, oh, that's grand, we're going to transfer you to another school, which could conceivably be an hour away.
Absolutely, and that's the issue on this, is that in the manner in which it's being done, when you don't have access to all the information required, you cannot take assurances from those type of statements, albeit they may be factually correct. So there may be an overall increase of SNAs, and it may be a case that no SNA will lose their job because there will be surplus posts in the system. But what does that actually mean in terms of for the SNA themselves and for the children that they care for? Does that mean an SNA is going to be deployed a vast distance in obviously regions like Donegal, where we know that there can be significant commutes between locations? And does that mean that a child in those locations is going to be with reduced or lost SNA support? And how will they be supported? How can they be guaranteed that they will get what they need?
There is a protest in support of special needs assistance due to take place in Buncrana this Wednesday. An inquest jury's heard a missing boy who was found in a storm drain in the north could have hurt his head falling off his bicycle. That was among a number of working scenarios considered by detectives looking into Noah Donoghue's disappearance in North Belfast in the summer of 2020. Noah's remains were found in a tunnel 6 days after he left home to meet friends. HICWA has published inspection reports for two designated centres for older people in Donegal, both of which are largely positive. Larissa Lodge in Letterkenny recorded 2 non-compliances, while Killybegs Community Hospital had none. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Larissa Lodge in Carnamugga had 51 residents present during an unannounced inspection in November 2025. Feedback from residents was generally positive, and it was clear they were enjoying a good quality of life in the centre, according to the inspectors. Non-compliances were recorded in fire precautions and governance and management, while the areas of contract for the provision of services, premises and residents' rights were found to be substantially compliant. Meanwhile, at Killybegs Community Hospital, there were 20 residents present during an unannounced inspection in October. Feedback indicated they felt happy living in the centre and their care needs were consistently supported by staff. The premises were found to be substantially compliant in the areas of governance and management, communication difficulties, individual assessment and care planning, protection and residents' rights. The full reports can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
The European Parliament's work on the EU-US trade deal is on hold. It's in the wake of the US Supreme Court ruling on global tariffs. Chair of the Parliament's International Trade Committee, Bernd Lange, confirmed the move this afternoon. Speaking earlier, EU Commission spokesperson Olaf Gill says Europe wants clarity on American intentions.
The US needs to tell us precisely what is going on. Our intention is to honour and continue implementing the aspects of the agreement we made with the United States on our side, and by the same token, we expect them to be able to tell us precisely what is happening in order that they can continue implementing their side of the agreement.
The North's economy minister has indicated she does not believe regional balance needs to be legislated for, but she is open to persuasion. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin told the Assembly this afternoon she has received the first copy of a bill she is putting before the Assembly calling for regional balance to be made a statutory requirement. Questioning Minister Caoimhe Archibald, Ms. McLaughlin asked if she believes that regional balance does not need to be legislated for.
Given your previous position that legislation is not necessary to address regional economic imbalance, can you clarify why you believe that statutory intervention is not required?
I think in my previous engagement, I remained open to looking at the content of the bill once it was published, so I look forward to seeing your bill and the proposals within it. Obviously, I have statutory responsibilities in relation to the Department for the Economy and have set out a direction of travel with regional balance as one of the four priorities.
Minister, I know that you have a sub-regional economic plan and the development of the local economic partnerships, but those remain policy mechanisms rather than a statutory obligation. Why do you believe the approach is sufficient to change the structural imbalances that have persisted in Northern Ireland for decades?
It is one of those things where I think we look at what we can do within the current remit that we have, and we always keep open the potential for other types of interventions. Regional balance is reflected in our programme for government. It's a responsibility of all departments to ensure that they are taking forward initiatives that support the delivery of more effective regional balance. And again, as I said to the member, I look forward to engaging with the content of her bill and being persuaded by her arguments in respect of why it is necessary.
141 farmers in Donegal have been noted as participants in the Dairy Beef Welfare Scheme. The scheme, which is in its second year, will see over €86,000 go toward Donegal farmers. Payment of €20 per eligible calf, up to a maximum of 50 calves per applicant herd, will be made to eligible participants. These payments will be visible in farmers' bank accounts in the coming days. A new project aimed at making donating blood easier for those with anxiety around needles has been unveiled today. Mixed reality technology will allow for distraction while donating blood and has been unveiled by Abbott in Sligo in collaboration with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. It is hoped that this project will eventually be used on a national scale to help younger people donate and return to donate in the future. Donal Birmingham, Division Vice President of Research and Development at Abbott Transfusion Medicine, says that this is important work.
Abbott and Sligo are excited to introduce a pioneering mixed reality distraction therapy, and that's really specifically tailored for those who may have fear of donating blood due to needles, etc. And we'll be using this distraction therapy in a specific donation clinic that we're partnering with Irish Blood Transfusion Services today. And what the technology does is really, it reduces the level of anxiety that people haven't donating blood, because some people do have anxiety with needles, as I said, while also increasing the likelihood of donating blood again. And we're very targeted at younger donors, and we're finding data is telling us that with this distraction technology, we're looking at getting an 89% return rate on donors, which is key to prolonging the blood services.
How crucial is this sort of work to increase the number of donors? I know the Transfusion Service often reiterate that there is a low amount of donors in Ireland. How important is this work?
It's extremely important work, and Abbott Medtech are the first to push this type of technology, because we look at the future of donation, which is extremely important. And as you said, Ryan, it's all it's a challenge, right? And the younger population aren't as forefront of donators as the previous older population have been. So we see mixed reality as a real driver to get the young donators and repeat donators working with us.
The government is considering demands from the Irish Farmers Association in an effort to end ongoing protests at Bord Bia's offices. The demonstrations related to concerns around Bord Bia chairperson Larry Murren and his company Dawn Farm Foods' connection with Brazilian beef. The IFA has proposed a 7-point plan to restore confidence in Bord Bia and end the dispute. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden says he wants to find a resolution.
Government position has remained clear. There has been ample dialogue, there is no doubt about that, with all key partners, and my door remains very much open.
A Donegal-based archaeologist says the National Monument Service will be back in Donegal next month to examine what appears to be the wreckage of a ship that's been exposed by sand displacement at Ballymastocker Bay. There's speculation it may be the wreckage of the Saldanha, which sunk in 1811. On today's Greg Hughes Show, John O'Raw acknowledged that is a distinct possibility, but more forensic investigation is needed. On suggestions that the beach be excavated, Mr. O'Raw said that would destroy the wreck that's there, and the first priority of the investigation is to be as non-invasive as possible.
If it is excavated at some point in the future, we will be able to say definitively that's an Admiralty ship, and we also know definitively that no other vessel of that size would have broken up at that point. We're very, very careful to be non-invasive. As time goes by, technology improves, and something that will destroy an artefact today, we can do non-invasively in 20 years' time. So you'll find archaeologists being incredibly conservative. There are techniques we can use right now. We know there's iron down there, and a magnetometer will let us see iron at that sort of depth and allow us to calculate depth and volume or mass of iron. There's ground-penetrating radar that we would use on land a lot. Now, I'm not confident that will work in that wet environment. Even the part of the wreck that was just exposed is actually disintegrating. If we excavate, it's a one-go job. Exactly. And the opportunity to study it further in the future is gone. The competent authority is the Monument Service. And they are going to come back down again in March. And they are the folks with resources and top-end skills that will allow them to investigate further without destroying the wreck. We can work locally with our own resources, privately, but honestly, we are constrained.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisin after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 on Highland Radio, and Oisin is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to start with some football news, and UEFA have suspended Benfica's Gianluigi Prestigiani. He won't play in his club's Champions League game with Real Madrid on Wednesday. The 20-year-old's been provisionally banned for one match while an investigation into alleged racism directed at Vinicius Jr. continues. The club said they will appeal the decision in a statement and reaffirmed their unwavering commitment to combating all forms of racism and discrimination. Real Madrid lead the playoff tie 1-0 ahead of that second leg. Well, Manchester United aim to move closer to securing a Champions League spot in the Premier League tonight. Michael Carrick's side are away to Everton, who beat United in November. David Moyes is hoping for a double against his former team. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock tonight. It will be United's first trip to the Hill Dickinson Stadium. And head coach Michael Carrick says he's expecting a real test.
It's a new challenge for us, you know. It's one we're looking forward to. I think it's one where we've had a lot of time to kind of to look forward to it. So yeah, it's going to take a lot. I think it's going away to Everton. I know it's a new stadium, but historically it's always been tough.
Closer to home, and in the League of Ireland, Shamrock Rovers have signed Malice Asamoah on loan from Wigan for the season. The 23-year-old striker has been at Wigan since July 2024 and was previously loaned out to Waterford, where he scored 6 goals in 17 appearances. Meanwhile, Rovers will bid for a second win in 4 days in the Premier Division of the SSE Air Trusty League tonight. Stephen Bradley's side play hosted Dundalk, which was postponed on the opening night of the season due to a waterlogged pitch. Kick-off time there at the Tallaght Stadium is at 8 o'clock. Now to Gaelic Games. Donegal's Jason McGee has been nominated for the GAA's Player of the Week. McGee starred in Sunday's 4.1 over Armagh, which maintained their 100% start to the league campaign. It's 4-4 for Jim McGuinness's side, who remain the only unbeaten team in the division. For the first time in a number of years, McGee is able to play league football properly, and he is certainly making good use of that time, where he scored 4 points on Sunday at the Athletic Grounds and also put in a man-of-the-match performance.
Oh, it definitely was a battle, I suppose, in the first half. Armagh probably got a few over us in the aerial exchanges, and it's probably something that we'd pride ourselves on, with having a lot of big men around the middle, and thankfully we rectified that in the second half, and we got to grips in the middle, and the game went from there.
What is the most pleasing aspect of the season so far for you?
I suppose being on the pitch to play these league games. Like, I haven't started a league now campaign in maybe 2 years, and probably only played one or two games in the league for the past 2 to 3 years. So that's good for me to be in the shape now, to be fit to play and to be fit to rattle out these leagues and to get the body ready for championship.
That's Jason McGee speaking to Michael McMullen. That interview in full is available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Well, Dara Craig of Roscommon and Jordan Flynn from Mayo are the other two nominees for the Player of the Week, along with McGee. The Clonhilly native is also on the Team of the Week, with fellow county man, goalkeeper Gavin Mulrinney, who starred with some tremendous saves yesterday at the Athletics Grounds. While Derry's Brendan Rogers put in a big shift at the weekend in their win over Offaly, and he's also been named in the 15 on the Team of the Week. Not a good day yesterday for Tyrone, who suffered another defeat, this time going down by 2 points away to Louth. They will have to win their 3 remaining games against Offaly, Meath and Tabletoppers Cork if they are to be in with a shout of getting out of the division. They'll also need other results to go their way. Tyrone bosses Malachy O'Rourke.
You always hope that we can, and look, we know there's plenty of quality there, you know, but we prepared well for today, just bitterly disappointed, and it just means that you're still on 3 points. There's a lot of teams picking up points, so it's a battle. Obviously, if you won your main games, you're no problem, you're moving up the table, but we just have to look at exactly what's in front of us.
As Tyrone manager Malachy O'Rourke, and there will of course be lots more GA talk this evening on the DL Debate presented by Brendan Devaney just after the 7 o'clock news. Among his guests this evening, from the County of Armagh, Aaron Kiernan, and of course Highlands big match pundit Brendan Kilcoyne. To boxing, Tyrone's Jude Gallagher will be in action shortly in the opening day of the 77th Estrada Tournament in Sofia, Bulgaria. The Two Castles 60kg fighter pulls on the Ireland jersey for the very first time at this tournament and will take on Mongolia's Bayan Ali Barkyoko. Finally, in rugby, Ireland are monitoring James Lowe's fitness as the only fresh injury concern for Ireland after Saturday's Six Nations win over England at Twickenham. Jack Conan returns to training this week after dropping out of the match day 23 because of illness. Harry Byrne, Edwin Edogbo, Cormac Asasukwa and Cian Prendergast are all part of a group of 11 players released from camp to play with their provinces in the URC this weekend. And that's your sport for the moment here on Highland. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Don't forget the DL Debate is live with Brendan Devaney after 7 this evening. Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. Police in Omagh are warning the public not to buy counterfeit goods as they could be dangerous and fund gang crimes. It's after 2 searches uncovered thousands of pounds worth of contraband. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Probation officers led their first proactive investigation earlier this week. The team carried out 2 warranted searches in houses in the Omagh and Berra areas with support from the District Support Team and the Mid and West Tyrone Neighbourhood Policing Team. The operation led to the seizure of kilos of suspected counterfeit tobacco and cigarettes, several thousand pounds in cash, ammunition and large amounts of suspected counterfeit perfumes and clothing. Police are warning the public that these seemingly cheap items carry real
dangers. Counterfeit perfumes and cosmetics can contain harmful chemicals, while illicit tobacco is unregulated and often dangerous. Buying these counterfeit products can also fund serious organised crime, including gangs involved in drug dealing and human trafficking, harming communities across the area.
Women's Collective Ireland's Donegal branch are set to launch their Women Shaping Local Futures programme next week. The online sessions will take place from the 5th of March until the 23rd of April. Katie Gillen reports.
The free blended learning programme is designed to celebrate, support and empower women across Donegal and Leitrim. Women's Collective Donegal say the programme will allow participants to explore community leadership, equality and human rights, learn about local government structures in Ireland, share lived experiences and support one another, and build confidence and recognise their leadership potential. Five online group sessions will take place on March 5th, 12th, 19th and 26th, and April 23rd from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock each evening. An overnight residential will take place in Sligo at 12 o'clock on Thursday, April 16th, and at 3 o'clock on Friday, April 17th. Women's Collective Donegal says spaces are limited, and if you'd like to take part in the programme, a link can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
And the weather, rain and drizzle through much of this evening. Rain will become light and patchy tonight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees with moderate to fresh southerly winds. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist. Highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees with moderate to fresh southerly winds. I look back at the main stories this evening. The Taoiseach says better roads and safer driving are key to cutting road deaths. Saturday was the deadliest day in nearly 10 years on Irish roads when 7 people died in incidents across the island. Micheál Martin says penalties are already tough, but prevention must come first. A support meeting is being held this evening for those who have been affected by road traffic collisions. Road Victim Support Northern Ireland Donegal are hosting at 7pm in the Donegal Women's Centre. The group says it gives people a safe and understanding space to talk, listen and to connect with others who understand. Forza Trade Union has called on the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, to confirm that all existing SNA posts in mainstream schools will be retained and protected from any cuts. The union says it believes that more than 1,000 reviews of SNA staffing numbers have already been conducted by the NCSE and that the reviews, if implemented, will result in hundreds of job losses. The union is challenging the government's claims that no jobs will be lost because of a redeployment scheme, will be available. Forza spokesperson Shane Lambert says there are still a lot of unanswered questions since the pause in the review process last week. An inquest jury has heard a missing boy who was found in a storm drain in the north could have hurt his head falling off his bicycle. That was among a number of working scenarios considered by detectives looking into Noah Donoghue's disappearance in North Belfast in the summer of 2020. Noah's remains were found in a tunnel 6 days after he left home to meet friends. And HICWA has published inspection reports for 2 designated centres for older people in Donegal, both of which are largely positive. Larissa Lodge and Letterkenny recorded 2 non-compliances, while Killybegs Community Hospital had none. Full details of the reports are available on our website, highlandradio.com. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 23rd of February. The death has taken place of Nora O'Donnell, Knockastonner Bunbeg, originally of Crohy Boyle, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Anne's home in Maharagallan until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8pm, Rosary nightly at 8. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Nora's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral will be streamed live on Kieran Rorty's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Brendan McMenamin, Hillside Court, James Connolly Street, Ballina, County Mayo, formerly of Brooklis. Arriving at the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell in Brooklis tomorrow evening for prayers at 7 o'clock. Funeral mass for the repose of his soul on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Kapil Varma, 10 McNeely Villas, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Cremation will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Eileen Warren, Kildonny Glebe, Ballyshannon, reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Removal on Wednesday to St. Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the Abbey Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to North West Hospice, care of John McGee and Son's funeral home or any family member. Eileen's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Michael McNulty, 59 Springhill Park, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of John Hegarty, Lissanice, Letterkenny, reposing at his home until 10 o'clock this evening with rosary at 9, Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortlee, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.